Curiosity, the complete series 1-4, is available to buy on CD. Now, have you spotted a hero lately?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Dr. John Cooper Clarke, and I will tell you how to recognise a hero in just three easy steps. Number one, can they recognise danger in a lift?
Bond knew what an obliging danger signal a lift could be.
Two, do they know that crime does not pay?
Crime does not pay.
Three, are they Humphrey Bogart?
I see you know my name.
If the answer to one or more of these questions is yes, then that person may be a hero. However, to be truly sure, listen to Dr. John Cooper Clarke, Heroes and Villains, for a better exploration of good guys and bad guys. Tomorrow morning at 9, and again in the evening at 7, here on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
You're listening to BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Now, from 1987, Roy Kinnear, Simon Kendall and Susie Blake star in Michael Snelgrove's series about the less-than-competent leader of a crack undercover police squad. This week, Superintendent Brabazon's team attempts to foil a massive art fraud, but Crispin Pollock has other ideas.
The Phenomenon Squad by Michael Snelgrove, with Roy Kinnear and Simon Cadell.
Right, gather round. What do we think about this one?
He's got a lovely smile, hasn't he? The one with the grapes.
Country?
Italian. Couldn't be anything else.
Sounds like Renaissance, sir.
Good boy. And the artist?
Pissarro, sir. It's got Pissarro written all over it.
Well, you should know. It says Titian in the catalogue.
No, but it has got Pissarro written all over it, sir.
Oh, so it has.
I bet it's those little hooligans are told off for laughing at the Leonardo cartoon.
Actually, it doesn't say Pissarro, sir. It says Piss...
Let's move on, shall we? Well?
Is it a Botticelli, sir?
Botticelli? The whole thing simply screams Piero della Francesca.
Wrong.
Oh, heck.
Nutkins?
Could be Van Gogh's right ear for all I care. If I'd known we were checking round an art gallery, I'd have worn my sensible brogues.
What do you think, Sigalov?
Well, I think I'd like a nice cup of tea and a walnut whip.
Oh, this is hopeless. If we're going to pass ourselves off at a major art auction, then we ought to know a little bit about art.
Well, I know what I like, sir.
You can hardly chat up the art critic of The Guardian about a walnut whip, can you?
Well, he could if it was an Andy Warhol walnut whip, sir.
We're a bit conspicuous standing here. Let's regroup round that statue, shall we? Now, we should be infiltrating this auction in a variety of roles. Crombie is already at the sale room in an undercover capacity, and we go in tomorrow.
Well, are we dressing up, sir? I like dressing up.
You'll be posing as the assistant auctioneer, Sigler.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm not very good at selling things. I get very nervous and stutter.
This could be the longest auction in history.
Humby will install video and surveillance equipment, including the latest miniature two-way radio communicators, one of which will be fitted inside WPI Nutkin's shell-like.
Oh, bless.
Endicott Heap... Are you listening, Endicott Heap?
I'm succumbing to this Donatello, sir.
Well, stop it. Endicott Heap and Nutkins will pose as potential bidders in the audience, and McTooley and I will be in the control van... controlling. I think we should be moving on to the Flemish Masters, don't you? Follow me.
Yeah, are you coming, Endicott Heap?
Yes. Just look at it, Sigalov. Isn't it beautiful? The scale, the proportion, the whole massive, eruptive energy of the Renaissance embodied in that one graceful line.
Yes. it's miles bigger than the one on Michelangelo's David, isn't it?
Well, Michelangelo's David hasn't got one.
Yes, it has. Well, it's quite small. In fact, it's tiny. But it's definitely got one.
A trident?
A trident. Do you fancy a quick walnut whip?
Uh,
Morning, McTooley.
Sir?
No, McTooley, don't.
Oh!
Bother leaving to attention. Not in a minivan. I thought we were getting one of those big jobs with all the lights and aerials.
This is all the motor pool had left, sir.
I see. Sorry I'm late. Phyllis's bridge work shifted during the night, so I had to repoint the whole lot. Everything under control?
I think so, sir.
Well, if you'll just move over.
It's a bit full of equipment in here, sir.
Yeah, I'll just... There. Oh. Right. Now then, McTooley. McTooley, where are you?
I'm under here, sir.
Oh. Now then, has Humby done his stuff?
It's all wired up, sir. Nutkins has got the earpiece, so we're in radio contact with her. And Humby set up the hidden video camera so we can see what's going on.
And I can control the camera with this little joystick, can I?
Ooh.
Oh, sorry, McTooley. Right, let's pan round and have a look at everybody. Hello? Why is Crombie wearing a brown coat?
He's pretending to be a porter, sir.
You think that's a good idea? He'll be handling all that delicate artwork.
Oh, he'll be fine, sir. He's very sensitive to things of beauty.
Oh, time will tell, McTooley. Time will tell. Oh, Sigalov looks a bit queasy up on the platform.
I think that's his knowledgeable look, sir.
Oh, nah. Doesn't WPI Nutkins look attractive? Don't you think so, McTooley?
Yes, sir. Quite attractive.
Oh, I love a raincoat. Black PVC suits her, don't you think?
Sir...
And the berry and the sunglasses just finish it off. Oh, it's quite enchanting.
Inspector Endicott Heap thought she ought to look a bit more arty. I've got reservations about the thigh-length boots, though. I think Miss Nutkins has too.
I like her earring, though.
Oh, that's not an earring, sir. It's the two-way communicator.
And it's supposed to fit inside her ear.
She said she wasn't sticking anything in her ear if she didn't know where it'd been first.
Oh. Let's have a scan round, see if we can pick any suspicious-looking characters. Hold it. What about him? Yeah, look at him. Three seats down from Nutkins. Peroxide rinse, white leather suit and floppy bow tie. He's a suspicious-looking creep if ever I saw one.
That's Inspector Endicott Heap, sir.
Oh, hell's teeth.
He's posing as an art critic, sir. Personally, I think he goes too far in this role-playing thing. He's obviously overcompensating for being thrown out of MADS.
MADS?
The Masonic Amateur Dramatic Society, sir.
Yeah, I'm a bit worried about Endicott Heap myself. Have you found his behaviour a bit, has he said anything to you about me?
Well, the odd thing, sir. Mostly about what a dynamic commander you were proving to be.
Really?
And what an attractive quality that was, sir.
That'll do, McTooley. How do I speak to Nutkins?
Just press that button, sir, and speak into the mic.
Hello, Nutkins.
Hello, sir.
Everything all right?
Oh, well, you know, things could be worse, sir. I look like a French tart. My thighs are chafing. And this thing dangling from my ear makes everybody think I'm deaf. Apart from that, everything's hunky-dory.
What?
Oh, excuse me a moment, sir.
No, I wasn't talking to you. Look, I'm not deaf.
I think he's asking if I want any help.
Yes, Humby?
Beg pardon, sir. Mr. Endicott, he told me to act as a runner between here and the auction room to keep you posted. I told him about my breathing problem and the rheumatism in my knees, but he was very unsympathetic. In fact, he laughed. Rather cruelly, I thought. Anyway, beg to report, the auction's about to begin, sir.
Nutkins?
Sir?
I gather we're about to lift off.
The auctioneer's just fiddling with his gavel, sir. Yes, I can see we're about to start. Thank you very much. I'm not deaf, you know.
Keep your eyes peeled, Nutkins.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need hardly remind you of the most important item of this sale, which is the massive canvas you see behind me. Measuring 24 feet wide by 21 feet high, it is, of course, the Adoration of the Elk by the Swedish master Husqvarna, founder of the Scandinavian Neo-Impressionist school. We shall come to it in due course, but before that, we do have many other very valuable pieces to put beneath the hammer, including several fine examples of Ming and Wedgwood, and a unique collection of Delft porcelain. So, lot one, an exquisite vase of the Ming dynasty. Thank you, Porter. We'll have it on the podium.
Crombie's bringing the piece over, sir.
Steady, Crombie. Steady. Watch this.
Now then, what are my bid for lot one? Do I have 50,000? 50,000, thank you, sir. I have 50,000 on my right.
He's put it down safely, sir.
Can I and cover my eyes now?
£17,000?
139,000
for lot 42. Lot 42A, full dinner service from the Delft factory, absolutely unique, comprising of 125 place settings in an unusually fine condition. I can't tempt anybody? No? £139,000 it is then.
Gone for £139,000.
You know, I think I've misjudged Crombie. He's doing a marvellous job. 41 lots and not a single slip.
Take it away, good reporter.
Just look at him handling that priceless dinner service. He's got a great delicacy of touch for such a big man, hasn't he?
And if I could just have the buyer's name.
Roderick Endicott Heap.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
Just one slip.
Sir! Crombie's drunk.
We saw.
The auctioneer's passed out. Miss Nutkin says come immediately.
We're on our way. Sigloff will have to take over the auction.
Well, how do you think he'll react to that, sir?
Catatonically. Sigloff. Sigloff, will you stop being so childish? You've got to do it.
I can't.
The audience expects it. If you don't, they'll be suspicious. You can't hide in this wardrobe all afternoon, so be sensible and come out.
You'll have to break the door down first.
I can't do that. It's Chippendale.
Hepplewhite, actually, sir.
This is all your fault, Endicott Heap. If you hadn't got so carried away...
I was in role, sir. The muse took me.
And because of that, Crombie's a gibbering wreck. The auctioneer still hasn't come round. And we're down by 139,000 quid.
I shall refuse to pay. Damaged goods.
Come on, Sigloff. The whole operation's resting on your shoulders.
No, 1,000 times no.
Leave this to me, sir.
Hmm?
Sigloff, can you hear me? You'll never guess who's just arrived.
Who?
Your mother. And guess who she's brought with her?
Who?
Guess.
No.
Guess, Sigloff.
Is it not Adolf?
Adolf, yes.
Who's Adolf?
Their basset hound. Huh? You wouldn't want Adolf to think you were scared, would you? You think how he'll wag his tail when he sees you up on the platform and will all treat you to your favourite tea in the cafeteria.
Oh, will that be some angel cake?
Angel cake, yes.
Oh, three-coloured angel cake.
At least.
Yeah, can I bang the little hammer a lot?
Just as much as you want.
Ooh. You did say... three colours.
Hey, off you go, Sigloff.
He's right. Well, lot number one.
Well done, Endicott Heap.
The psychology of siege, sir. I'm something of an expert. It's just a matter of getting inside the complexities of the subject's mind. A piece of cake with Sigloff. Both literally and metaphorically. Metaphorically. The key words are patience, tact and diplomacy. I did a course on it at Bram's Hill. Of course, sir, you never went to Bram's Hill, did you, sir?
Never had the privilege.
All the CSEs, presumably. But if I may say so, sir, you've overcome such obvious drawbacks. Magnificently.
Oh.
You're a very unusual man, sir.
Am I?
It's very exciting. Very, very exciting indeed, working beneath you. What's the matter, sir? You're sweating profusely.
Seems to have got very warm in here in the last few moments.
You're worried about Sigloff, aren't you, sir? Well, fear not. I had a session with him earlier this morning, a bit of personal coaching in auctioneering techniques. I did a course in it at Sotheby's. He knows exactly what to do, and he's assured me he's going to do it to the very best of his ability.
So, why do you think I shouldn't be worried?
Quiet on!
I will not continue with this, sir, until you're absolutely silent. Oh, I am the auctioneer. I am And whatever I say, jolly well goes. So there.
Oh,
and
well,
now, here, it is very, very bad manners, heckling like that. That's disgusting. I'm sorry, but the young lady in the black PVC and the sunglasses put her hand up first, and that's all there is to it. Well, thank you. You'll have to be quicker, that's all. Won't you? Yeah, yes, you will. I didn't see you, but I didn't see you. How am I supposed to see you wiggling your eyebrows? Now then, now, who will start the bidding for this picture of a bunch of dandelions?
Sunflowers, you idiot.
But sunflowers, are they? Is it? Oh, they are, yes. Well, they look like dandelions to me. I'm sorry. Now,
how much has Nutkins clocked up now?
The Degas, a Matisse and 3 Picassos, sir.
Uh-huh. And she's laid out.
Let me see, that's... £49.52, sir.
Oh, Sigalov's gone power mad. You better get in there. Tell him to give somebody else a chance before there's a riot.
Excuse me then, sir.
Sir, you've got to stop Miss Nutkins bidding.
We're on top of the situation, Humby. Don't you worry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to talk to Nutkins over the radio.
That's another thing, sir, you see.
Thank you, Humby.
Suit yourself.
Hello. Hello. Priority instruction. Do not bid. No more bidding. I know you can't resist a bargain, but restrain yourself just this once. Actually, now I've got you on the radio alone, I wanted to... Well, this isn't easy for me, but from the moment we first met, I felt, an immense attraction towards you. Listen, I know I'm much older than you, and I'm married, if you can call it married, to a woman with a mouth wired up like Jodrell Bank, but my destiny lies in your hands. In a few little words, you can transform my misery to everlasting bliss. Won't you say them? Oh, please...
You just stay exactly where you are, sir. I'll be right out.
Endicott Heap. Oh, no. There's been a terrible... Oh, my God. Doors. Lock the doors. How do I lock... Humby!
Sir?
Why didn't you tell me Endicott Heap had taken over Nutkin's earpiece?
Pardon?
Get back in that room and stop Endicott Heap at all costs. You hear?
Right, you are, sir. And I came out to tell you that they're moving on to the big picture with the Elks.
The pièce de résistance of the whole set, this very large and very boring picture by some Swedish chap. If I can just describe it to you, you see, there are lots of sort of reindeer standing around staring at
elk.
Elk. Oh, I see. Oh, are they? So that's what elks look like.
Thank you. You could just
get on with it.
Hello, sir. Sorry about that. I gave Endicott Heat the receiver for a few moments. I had to rush off to the girls' room because my earlobe started to bleed.
Nutkins.
Endicott Heap's just rushed past me in the doorway, grinning like a maniac.
Nutkins.
Yeah, now, right. Oh, ouch. Now, look, we'll start the bidding, shall we? Any offers? No, sir. There's no need to come up onto the platform to bid. Just wave something at me. Oh, you are waving something at me. Yeah. It's a gun. Yeah. A gun! He's got a gun! It's a gun!
What's going on, Nutkins?
A man's just leapt on the platform, sir. He's waving a firearm and a bottle of some sort.
All right. Now, go on, quiet down and nobody gets hurt. Any attempt to stop me and the Husqvarna gets it.
What?
This bottle contains a very powerful paint remover.
Yes.
Now, my name is Crispin Pollock. Crispin Pollock. I am an artist. I would have thought that some of you might have heard of me. Oh, typical that you haven't. But I can assure you, when you leave this room, if you ever do, the name and work of Crispin Pollock will be ingrained into your memories.
Will you stop that Endicott Heap? Now, I'm going to let you in, but only because we've got a crisis situation. Steady.
This is fun, sir.
I'm in a priority red condition, Endicott Heap.
So am I, sir, believe me.
Listen, we've got a maniac in there threatening the Husqvarna.
What do you propose to do?
I don't know. You got the handbook?
Listen, we've got the TV picture, and if we can get his name, we can feed through to the yard, get an ID and an address. I'll try and establish a phone link, if I can only talk to him. This is exactly the situation the course at Bramshill was designed for. All it needs is the voice of reason and reassurance. Remember the key words?
Hmm?
Patience, tact, and diplomacy. What the hell do you want, Hubby?
I've been listening at the cell room door. His name, Crispin Pollock.
I'll put that into the computer. Pollock.
No, that's Pollock.
That's what I said, dolt.
He's accusing all the critics of being parasites who live off the lifeblood of the true creative artist.
How are they taking that? Well,
laughing mostly and waving their expense accounts at him.
Funny reaction. Has he given any reason why he's doing this?
Apparently he had an exhibition that none of them turned up to. What's really set him off, though, is a letter from the Arts Council telling him they weren't going to give him a bursary. He wouldn't read out their reasons. Said it was too wounding.
The computer's done its stuff, sir. No home address, but we've got his parents' number in St. Ives, Cornwall. Care to give them a tinkle?
Right.
And you might also contact a priest. That's always a good trump card if all else fails. I've nearly patched a line through to him.
Oh, good. Let's just have a look at the state of our deployment in there. Nutkins is in the third row, too far back to overpower him. Sigalov's under the platform with his hands over his eyes, trembling. And Crombie? Where's Crombie?
There, sir. Doing a snake crawl round behind the platform.
Ah, he must have a plan in mind.
That's a remarkably generous assessment, sir. On two counts.
Just a minute. What's the terrorist doing?
He's getting out his portfolio.
Look, it's no use you complaining. There's bound to be a critical reappraisal of my work eventually, so you might as well start now. Right, now. This one is called Three Cows in a Field.
Cows?
No, those are the cows there, stupid. The brown things,
oh,
yes.
Brown things.
And then the green is the field. Yes. It's such critical perception. Because I wanted a three-legged cow, that's why. It's called artistic interpretation. Anyway, I couldn't get four legs to look right.
It's ringing, sir. Hi, Crispin. Listen, the first thing is not to panic. We're all on your side, and we're going to come through this thing together. Who's we? Well, the Metropolitan Police, of course. No. Listen, no. Stay cool. We're pretty together. A aware bunch of people these days. So don't think of me as some form of faceless, uncaring authority. The fuzz. But rather as a warm, sensitive, concerned person. Call me Rod. Will you do that for me? And I'll call you Crisp. You'd rather I didn't? Okay, that's cool. What's okay with you is macho okay with me. Mate. Let's get down to business. I love saying that. I love getting down to business. What are your demands? Your demands. Listen, is this your first time with all this? It is? This is going to be a walkover, sir. The boy's a novice. Listen, Crispin, it's Rod here again. What's that? Oh, you've thought of some demands. groovy. You just fire away. Yes, I've got a pen.
The parents' number's ringing.
Can you ring back? We're up to our armpits in burnt umber just at the moment.
This is Superintendent Brabazon, Special Phenomenon Squad here. It's about your son. What's that noise?
It's my husband. Excuse me. Jonty, I think you ought to start the bike, don't you? Do a skid, Jonty. Skid it. In the corner by the trees. That's it. Now pull up and roll over. Good. We're starting to come, Jonty.
I understand, Mrs. Pollock. Motorbikes. I used to watch it on television, you know. Very exciting, yeah?
What are you talking about?
In point of fact, Phyllis toyed with the idea of being one.
A what?
A motorbike scrambler, like your husband.
He's no such thing. He's a neo-abstract kineticist.
Very sorry to hear that.
He's working on his biggest creation to date, incorporating elements of Zen and formation motorcycling.
Oh, I see. You're artists too.
Two?
Like Crispin.
Crispin?
It's about Crispin I'm calling, Mrs. Pollock. He's got himself into a bit of a situation. We, the police, were wondering if you'd have a word with him.
While he's still dabbling in those prissy, pre-constructivist watercolours, not a chance, Buster.
Oh.
He has to learn that we live in a harsh, post-modernist world. Until he does, we have absolutely nothing to say to him. And now I've really got to go. Jonty's trying to do the human pyramid formation on a wash of lilac, and it's all a bit slippery.
I think we'll need that priest's number, Endicott Heap.
Now, Crispin, let me just make sure I've got this absolutely straight, shall we? £25,000 a year, index-linked from the Arts Council, a retrospective exhibition at the Tate, a villa with a private beach overlooking the Med, all the absinthe you can drink, and a bevy of blonde, sun-bronzed models willing to do nude sittings. Is that the lot? Yes, yes, I certainly it worked for Picasso. Do you want to know what I think? Well, I'll tell you. Shall I, Pollock? I think you're a freeloading, talentless little twerp who believes the world owes him a living. Artist, do me a favour.
Endicott Heap.
Living off the taxpayer, whinging about subsidies, and what do we get in return, eh? We taxpayers.
Remember the key words, Endicott Heap.
A pile of bricks in the Tate and a few daubs that wouldn't pass muster in an infant school.
Patience, tact.
Genius, don't give me an hiatus, Ernie, sunshine. I'd rather see Hitler paint a semi-detached any day. Hello? Pollock? Hello?
Diplomacy?
Sir, he's gone raving mad.
Possibly I need a refresher course.
We've got to get in there. Come on.
Hi, Crispin.
You unfeeling Philistine, this is your fault. I was open to reason, but now I'm taking aim.
Sigalov, do something.
Going.
Sigalov hit that bloke with the gavel, sir.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry. I don't know what came over me. Oh, thanks very much.
Well done, Sigalov. Well done, everybody. Nutkins, McTooley, Humby, Crombie. Where is Crombie, by the way?
Haven't seen him for ages, sir.
Sir?
Yes, all right. Well done, you too, Endicott Heap.
It's not that, sir.
What?
It's Crombie, sir, crawling along the top of the elk pitcher.
Exactly.
Oh, no. Not the Husqvarna. Crombie, it's all over. There's no need to traverse down there.
Oh, well, look on the bright side, sir. The critics loved it.
What does it say in yours, McTooley?
Let's see, sir. Brilliant, blah, 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 blah. Brilliant, blah, blah, blah. Brilliant, blah, 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 blah. Fairly brilliant.
I don't think much of the prose style.
Mine says, this piece made us reassess the existential nature of art and question the material value we place upon it. The auctioneer was quite a sweetie as well.
Oh, I say.
It's much the same in all the heavyweights, sir.
Isn't it rather unusual for a police operation to be reviewed on the arts pages, sir?
Why, unique is the word, Sigalov, unique. We're also on the front pages, of course, for revealing that the Husqvarna was a fraud.
I'll get it, sir. I was alive to that from the start, of course. The elk's horns were on back to front. Hello.
So all those experts thought the whole thing was...
A piece of performance art. I was suspicious. They were all too quiet for people in a siege situation. People normally panic. They don't applaud politely and then rush off to write their reviews.
What happened to the lad with the gun?
Oh, the Arts Council rang me up yesterday. It's all turned out rather well. He's got an artist in residence bursary for 5 years.
Where?
Parkhurst.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed, Percy. I'll pass it on. Glad tidings of great joy, everybody.
What's that?
There was somebody rather high up in the art world. Somebody
I was at school with, informing me, us, that we have become the first law enforcement agency ever to be nominated for this country's most prestigious...